Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so you know this has to be Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, December 23rd. We're just coming up on the crazy holidays here. I hope everyone is feeling a little bit less crazy than me. I can't think of another word because that's kind of how I feel right now. And I hope you all are prepared better than me and are you ready for this holiday weekend. But I'm super happy to be with you all here today and my amazing co-host that I'll say hello to in just a moment. Before I do that, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have a website or an event coming up that we can give you some information on or something, so you want to be ready to write that down when we talk about that. And please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions or comments, testimonials. We'd really love to hear from you. It's a big part of what our show is all about is hearing from all of you. And likely if you have a question or something, somebody else does too. And so it helps us all learn and grow. And we all love hearing all the great horse stories too. So please press 1 to chat with us. Just as a quick reminder, though, for this show, we do have to keep it to horse stories with the horse Beamer, and really, really need to keep it for kind of behavioral and training and stay away from the more medical side for this show. So, but that gives us a lot to talk about still as we prove week after week. So please press 1 and chat with us. All right. I'm going to say good morning to my amazing co-hosts I've got with me. I've got Cindy this morning. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey, and good morning to everyone. Almost Christmas Eve.
All right, and we've got Tiff on here with us this morning too. Hi, Tiff. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Sorry, I've been kind of out for a while, but I'm back, and it's great to be here. Thanks for having me all.
We are happy to have you whenever you can fit us into your schedule. So thanks for coming on. All right. So I know there was a couple things that we wanted to chat with Tiff and even Cindy had some things that, you know, kind of similar to share. So we'll let them chat in a minute. I just wanted to take a quick minute and talk about some of the events that are coming up. And I don't know the dates for all of them, but they're doing some kind of Saturdays around the country, and they're calling it this Chart Your Course event. So they're doing on Saturdays. I know the one in my area here in Spokane is going to be January 8th. And I'm sure I read that you can obviously go live, or they are going to do, you can virtually watch them too. So that's really great for the people that are, you know, not able to get there in person, but really still want to be part of this new start off the year right kind of event that is going to be happening. So be sure to look in your back office. They've got it just in the news section with links to all the different areas for the events. So yeah, go ahead, Cindy.
They're all the same day because January 8th
they are all
is the kickoff.
Day. Okay.
Yeah. So it's either, you can either join live from comfort of your own home, or you can attend the regional events. There is, there's a $10 ticket charge for, you know, that through Eventbrite that you can see links for to be able to do the regional events like the one in Spokane. And they're a half day, but, you know, and they're designed for, you know, this is really for us distributors. But if you had somebody who is just really thinking about becoming a distributor, you know, that might be something to include them in. But it'll be a half day, and you know, we'll be able to kind of sync up with I think out of the 4 or 5 hours that the majority of the time is corporate updates, you know, marketing and what's in store for the vision for the year. And then the last hour or so is intended to be more things more specific to the individual region that you're part of. But it, you know, particularly if you haven't attended any live events, you know, getting the, you can even get a feeling of collaboration and collective energy through the Zoom calls. So I really highly urge you to join us, because it's going to be, you know, it's going to be pretty cool to be able to connect with people around the country and see, you know, what our potential and our vision is for the year. So make sure that you're part of it.
Absolutely.
There's never enough times you can hear, you know, some of our really great speakers, you know. So we're going to have, obviously, you know, our Albert on there, and then also Dr. Burka is always going to, you know, be on and do his, you know, some amazing medical thing. And there's something about Dr. Burka. Every time I hear him speak, I learn something new. He either talks about it in a different way, or explains it a different way, or from a different perspective. And so every time he talks, even if it's about a subject that kind of I've heard him talk about before, he changes it, and I learn to think about it, or even maybe explain it to somebody else a different way. And that's important for me, because sometimes I feel like I understand it, but sometimes you have to hear it from a few different perspectives to be able to maybe explain it to somebody else, because somebody else might need a different explanation. So he has always really helped me with that, like seeing something from a different view, and then I can explain it better to other people. So I always love hearing him speak. So please turn into those. Like Cindy said, it's really, you really feel, you know, really can get you jump started for the year, and really get you involved and keyed in on what the plan is for this next year with everybody. So please tune into that. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started with our kind of our fun stories that we've got. So we've got Tiff on, and let's take advantage, because I know she's got some fun things to share with us. Good morning, Tiff.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, Cindy. And good morning, Blog Talk. It's good to be back and talking to you all about what's kind of been going on since I've been out and not on the show. So as most of you know, in the Western industry, the National Finals Rodeo just took place in Las Vegas. And it's not only the National Finals Rodeo that goes on there. There's many, many, many other events around Las Vegas that take place as well. So for the girls that maybe aren't the top, top, top in the country, they're still able to go and be super competitive and win lots of money. So I had several of my Beamer family and my clients that went, and they used their Beamers, and it was just, a lot of them are from the western side of the country, so it's, you know, kind of colder here. In some areas, it's, you know, obviously winter time, and so they were able to use their Beamer. As we've all talked about before, I feel like I kind of repeat myself a lot, but it's significant for travel, so they used it for that. And then with all of the things that were going on, I know my one friend took her, I think she's 6 or 7 year old mare, and competed on her, because her other horse that she competes on is retiring. And so she's been bringing this horse along, and she's been coming a long way. So it was a really big trip seasoned all year, just a little background story, going to all the local stuff here in Western Colorado. But this was a pretty big trip for this younger horse. So it was a lot of things to take into account, like the, you know, the buildings, the noises, all of the stuff. The stalls were downtown in old Las Vegas for this particular event. And it was just a lot going on for a young horse. So she put the Beamer on, of course, before she was competing, but mostly, you know, obviously before she, every day, if not twice a day. I know for sure she did once a day, and then before she competed, so that everything would go smoothly, to help with that relaxation and the focus and the adjusting from cool weather to warm weather, and just overall to help this horse focus and do its job and do it well. Because We also know that they can, if they're running consecutively, this is something I feel like maybe we haven't talked about actually. If they're running consecutively and doing the same job back to back to back to back to back, they start to kind of get what we call arena sour or hot in the box, where they start to anticipate and they start to really get amped up and they, you know, maybe lose their focus. They're so excited that they kind of can't contain themselves because they're so hyped up because they know what's coming. It's hard for them to calm themselves down, relax, and do their job. And so that's one of the biggest things I feel like that competitors talk about when they're competing at like the NFR, for example, because it's 10 full days. You'll see some girls bring many, many different horses in the barrel racing because it's really difficult to have a horse go in there consistently every night and compete at that level for 10 straight days. There are some horses that do it that are very special and, you know, they don't get so amped up, but I think that's a really hard thing because it's a marathon is what they call it. And that's the same for other events as well. She was there for a whole week and was competing at several different events back to back to back to make it worth her while. And she did well. And the horse, she told me, was just more relaxed, was taking it all in much easier than she felt if she didn't have it. And just everything just went so much smoother. And her preparation and being prepared and having her athlete ready when she needed her to be was crucial. And the Beamer was a big part of that.
You know, it's also that it's not just, you know, the marathon aspect, but the fact that they're running at all different times of the day and sometimes late into the night. So, you know, it's a funky schedule, you know, for, you know, horses that, you know, might be used to, you know, a more standard routine, if you will. So it's that versatility and flexibility that's really challenged with these guys. So I heard the same thing our friends down at NFR, just to say, you know, to have that ability to, again, it's calm but focused energy. That is just a huge deal. So good story.
Yeah, and thanks. And I also want to bring up, now that you said that, Sydney, that's a really good point because, you know, I've heard people talk about, like, being in the buildings and coming through the tunnels and all of the different aspects, how they get horses in buildings when they're at those bigger events like Vegas, where everything is indoors. And, you know, it could echo and the noises are really loud and horses aren't really quite sure what the heck is going on. And, you know, they're standing in line butt to butt waiting to go. And it's not your typical warm-up arena. Okay, now it's time to run. It's very much different. The glares of the lights, because it's dark and they're indoors and they're lighting and then going from out to in, you know, the dynamic of being in a dark tunnel and then going from those to the light where it's really bright, they have to adjust their eyes. And it's, I've heard people say, we missed the first barrel in the barrels because my horse's eyes couldn't adjust fast enough because
Absolutely.
It's going from dark to light at the end are like little things that people maybe don't quite realize, but it's all a lot for them to absorb and to deal with. And like you said, with the morning, sometimes horses haven't even seen light. I mean, obviously these ones have because of the different, they're prepared in different ways, but it's a lot for them to comprehend and process. And obviously the Beamer helps them to deal with all of that in a positive, safe way.
Yeah. I'm going to tack on an old story of mine because it's just part of this whole discussion, and I haven't mentioned this in a long time, but one of our friends is a barrel racer for sure, and one of the first times that we had gone up to Reno at the livestock center there, and it's very similar to other places, but the way to get from the warm-up into the arena there is through a death-defying tunnel that's black. And my daughter had done a Beamer session right before her run. And then my daughter came back up to the stands, and, you know, they were calling her friend's name, and you know, she wasn't coming in. And they were going, well, you know, what? Where did she go? What happened to her? And she came in, and she had her best run. It was an outstanding run. And she asked later, she goes, where were you? And she said, well, he stopped in the middle of the tunnel to pee. And if you're if you know about horses, or if you don't know about horses, horses have to be pretty relaxed. I mean, you know, we had show horses who would only pee if you shut the top of the stall door and didn't look at them. So the fact that he would stop in the middle of a dark tunnel that he hadn't been in before, where it was a scary thing to be able to pee before the run, that shows, that to me just spoke volumes about, you know, what the impact of engaging that parasympathetic response did in balancing them out. So I think that story goes hand in hand with what you were saying too, Tiff.
That's a good story. Yeah, you know, I like that.
I've never heard that either, Cindy, so I'm glad you shared that. That's great. Yeah. I know we had a, you know, anytime you're at those big, crazy events with animals and they look relaxed, it's one of those things like, yeah, they're obviously they don't have too much to worry about. And it's that's a good thing. I mean, obviously that's great because some, especially like Tiff, you were talking about that young mare. I mean, the young mare anyway is going to have a hard time focusing just in general. And then you put her in a situation like that where every sound is different. Her, you know, her steps sound different to her, you know, and the weather is different and, you know, the lights are different, like you were talking about. And you put her in a situation like that, and then you're going to ask her to focus and do her job the best she's ever done it, is a big ask. So anything that we can do to kind of help them, you know, come back and you know, come into themselves and be able to, you know, come out of that, anything we can do is going to be helpful. So
yeah, it's a real balance act, and Beamer could just play a huge role in that regard. And I don't know that we often promote that well enough to prospects, but those are examples of how, you know, depending on what kind of a discipline or what kind of events that you're talking to a prospect who might be a competitor, you know, it's important to have a perspective on, you know, what demands they put on their horse for that particular, you know, what the skill set is, and to kind of make sure that you share something that they might not otherwise think of. Because, you know, when you say it improves circulation, that's really not enough. For most people, they go, well, yeah, big whoop, you know, what does that mean for me? So these are great examples of what that means and what, you know, whether in any kind of a timed event, particularly where there's that high stress value, and split seconds are involved. These are important things for you to think about as you talk with prospects from different kinds of, that compete in different kinds of disciplines.
Yeah, and even the people that say, you know, that think they know, like, how important circulation is. Because to anybody, you can talk to anyone who doesn't know anything about Beamer or anything about circulation. Everyone's going to, you know in their, you know, I know circulation is really important, but I don't think people always understand all the different places in your body that it has really, you know, direct impact on, you know, and especially with horses, you know, when you talk about kind of the behavioral side too, that people just don't think that circulation has anything to do with that until you make those connections for them. So absolutely. Yeah. All right. So it looks like we've got a couple people that want to chat with us. Let's see what we can do here. We've got area code 801, area code 801. You're live on Blog Talk. Hello, 801.
I assume that would be fine.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
We're not hearing you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Yes. Hi, this is Amberly Snyder. How are you guys?
Oh, hello. Surprise.
I wanted to call and share a little bit of my experience with Beamer.
Please do.
Please do.
And thank you for being such a great.
No, absolutely, absolutely. It just worked out that I was able to jump on today and wanted to visit. So I've been using Beamer for, I guess it's probably been a little over a year now that I've been able to use it consistently. I had tried it before in and out with a couple other people, but hadn't been able to really use it consistently until this past year. And I can tell you the difference that it made on my horses and what I've been able to do with it. I even found Legacy. He's my good horse. We found Kissing Spine on him later on in the summer, and it was an interesting discovery because I felt like he's been very healthy, and it wasn't something that really we worried a lot about. But for a couple reasons, we ended up looking for it and found it. And one of the biggest things that even my vet recommended, which of course we all know some vets are hit and miss on other approaches besides just what they do. And his biggest recommendation was to make sure that he gets Beamered every day. So that is what we've been doing. He gets Beamered every single day, and he looks forward to it. My horse is quirky, and if any of you get the opportunity to be around him in your life, you'll realize he's a very different personality. He is not really the kind of cuddly in your lap type horse at all. He's very much do his job and business oriented, but when you pull out the Beamer, he is immediately willing to be relaxed and be around you and soak everything in. And that part is huge, especially, you know, for me that I go on the road as much as I do. And I'm not on the road, obviously, as much as those NFR girls yet, but I mean, it's still quite a bit, a lot of rodeos, especially this last year, my backup horse got sore. And so she had to go home and he had to make up the difference, which means really twice the amount of runs that he should be making. I feel like our longest week was the week of Caldwell, Idaho. So there was five runs that week and he had to make all of them. And he made Caldwell short round, which is a huge accomplishment for a barrel horse to be able to do. And he was also able to pull a check at two of the other rodeos. So a huge week for him to go in and make that accomplishment, which I do not think would be possible at keeping a horse at that level that many runs without Beamer being involved. So I was listening to some of you guys on the fact that horses are relaxed enough to pee, and that's one of my favorite things about it, is that every single time you get done Beamering legs, that's immediately what he goes and does. And I know that right there is a testament in the fact that it's working and doing, you know, what it's supposed to make your horse's body work. But I just wanted to share that little part about legs. I use it on all of mine, of course, but he's the most appreciative, I think I would say, when it comes to the Beamer. So I am a true believer.
Hey, well, thank you, Amberly, and congratulations on Caldwell. Now, that's in my new neighborhood, so I'm excited that I may actually get to meet you on one of next year's rounds. But I think you're also using Beamer personally. Is that not true?
Nope, it is. It is. I use it every day when I'm home, which luckily gets to be more often than not lately. And yes, I do. I use the Beamer on myself, and I feel like it makes a big difference, especially when it comes to getting my body in a place where it's relaxed enough to sleep. And I think that that's a big deal for my body, because it's different to sit in a chair all day. Some people look at it as it's just, well, heck, she's just sitting down all day, and that's just what it is. But honestly, there's so much more that goes along with that, with the way that your body has to function and where it gets sore and how it gets sore, blood flow that goes along with it. And I feel like having the Beamer as a part of my daily regimen allows me to feel like my body can still stay at the level I need it to not only be a barrel racer and travel and do all that, but also to fly around the country and speak. So yes, I do. I use it. I have the Beamer pad and I sit on it every night.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely cool. So how many days of the year would you say you're on the road?
I would say I am probably gone, gosh, I don't know, maybe 200 days of the year. I'm probably not at home, but this year, I mean, at least where I'm somewhere, I guess I get to stop in at home. So I don't know, it might be less than that, but I get to like stop in at home or start the morning at home, and then I fly to another part of the country and then come back the next day type concept. But I should start counting that. I'm going to do that, actually, that you just said that. I'm going to go and I'm going to count that, and I will show how many days I was at home and how many days I was on the road this last year.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty grueling schedule that any of us would be challenged to meet. So, amazing fortitude to be able to do what you do. I have great respect for that. So, but Rainey and Tiff, do we have questions for Amber Lee?
I wish I knew you were coming. I would have had the whole show for you to be able to talk with us, and I could get you to answer some questions. But I guess it's so great to me that you're use it both for your horse and for you. And I just want to make sure that I'm reminding people that always bring your human unit with you when you're going to barns and doing demos, because often no matter what these professional riders are hard on their bodies. And so, no matter whether you're talking about, on the road or just training, it's they could use the support for their bodies as well. So one for your horse and one for you. Absolutely. So make sure that you are bringing those to demo for the owners as well. I guess what if you had to say the thing that Beamer has made the biggest difference for you, or for your horse, I should say, since we're on Horse Thursday, we can talk for this. What would you say is the biggest thing that you notice is the best thing about Beamer? Is like the one thing you can kind of really pull out that is your favorite thing that it helps your horses with?
Oh, if I had to pick my favorite, I think that he gets that moment of relaxation when he's getting Beamered. He is a pretty high strung horse, and so is my backup mare. But I'll just focus on one at a time. And so Legacy, he's pretty high strung. He's a very anxious horse. And I love that the second you put the Beamer, it's not even on yet, right? Like he knows that it is at this point. The second that you pull him out and you throw it on him, he's immediately like, oh, thank you. And for a horse that is so high strung and so hard to keep happy at that level, I appreciate it to know that I have something that does make him happy and does make him comfortable. And because on the road, when you're not at home, even when you are at home, you've driven all through the night and you've pulled in at 3 or 4 a.m. and you want your horse to feel happy. It's good to find something that, allows him to get that point. And that's probably my favorite thing.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that he knows it's going to happen too. And you can give him that moment of, especially a horse like that, that's pretty much on all the time, that he knows he's got that time where he can kind of just relax and shut down and recover, that he knows it's coming. So that's great. Tiff, any questions that you have for Amberlee?
Wow. What a pleasure to have you on today. I'm so thankful. I'm grateful that you shared the relaxation and how that impacts your horse. Is there something about the product and the ease of use that it kind of strikes you versus, I know we don't really talk about that much, but there are a lot of other products on the market and, they're good, but what kind of separates Beamer, do you think, from everything else? Because you know all the different things that are out there.
Oh, there are a lot of things. there are a lot of things that people can use and honestly that people believe in, and I'm not gonna discredit them either. I think that if it works for you and your horse, then that is fantastic, and I think that's important as long as somebody is spending the time to do that. And I've used a lot, and I'm not even gonna say I hate a lot. And I use the laser. I have a laser as well, and I love to have that on. Like I always, when I'm on the road, I do a Beamer treatment, and then I get to pinpoint and do laser treatments as well. So there's other things. There's all of the machines that are out there. I like microcurrent. Now here's what I can't do with microcurrent is I can't do microcurrent myself. So I don't have a microcurrent machine because it's not something I can do. My horse has to want to stand still, and I can't follow him around with any of, I guess, the other modalities that people use. And so that is one of my favorite things about Beamer, and honestly one of the reasons that I jumped on board with Beamer versus a couple of the other companies that reached out and wanted to offer me an opportunity to try theirs. And it's not, like I said, that I feel like theirs are bad products, but I couldn't do them. And so I love that I have a Beamer. Like right now my horses are swimming. So Legacy and Pennier, they're swimming on an aqua tread right now, and I go down a couple times a week by myself, and I can pull them out, and I can throw the Beamer on, and I can sit there, and I can treat them, and then I can go. Versus some of those other machines, I wouldn't be able to do that, especially not safely. And that is, when you talk about ease of use, I think that's one of the biggest parts, right, is that we can do it. No matter who you are, you're like, I don't want to say older. I'm old, so let's go that. But like anyone, anybody of any use, like they have, you can use the Beamer and you can do it safely, and your horse is going to get those benefits. So that is one of the things that I love about it.
And it doesn't take a long time. You know, I think the timing is a huge thing, I think, with Beamer. You know, you're taking 5 or 10 minutes, maybe even 15 minutes, but that's not long compared to other things out there.
Oh, no, definitely right. Not. Like, and my laser, like I said, I love my laser, but, man, if I'm going to laser, I'm going to be out there at least an hour. So it's okay to have my laser, and I do believe in it as well, but as far as wanting to have a treatment when you have time, well, let's say that's why he gets Beamered every day. He doesn't get lasered every day because it's easy to go out there and get him, and he can be Beamered and treated every day on that. Because it does. It only takes you 15 minutes, sometimes 30, because I do, so I'll do where I put the blanket on him, and I put one of the, you guys are going to be able to, the boots, but I know there's another name for them. I put the boots on his belly. He loves his belly treated. So that is one of his favorite places. So I actually will stick one of the cuffs or one of the boots into the stretchy strap that's all the elastic strap that's around, and treat his belly at the same time, and then I will put the other cuff on his neck and treat his neck. So he gets 15 minutes of that treatment, and then I'll move to his legs and do 15 minutes on his front legs, sometimes his hind, depending on what we do. So, but if you're treating two horses, it's a piece of cake, because, you know, then you can do 15 here, and you have head and neck, and then you blanket to your other horse while you're doing legs on, while I do legs on Legacy, and I do something different on her. And anyway, it works out. It's not near as long, and you're treating a lot of different areas.
So that's really great, and I hear that a lot from a lot of trainers, that they can move things around and do things like that. So that's really great. I'm going to open up another line here, because we've got Ian on too, and I think he wants to join our conversation. Hi, Ian.
Hey, Amber Lee. Hey, guys. How are you guys doing? Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I heard through the grapevine that Amber Lee was waiting to talk. And Amber Lee, I just want to let you know that you are one of our favorite sports ambassadors, not just in the equine world, but all sports ambassadors for Beamer. When you got announced that you were one of us joining us as a sports ambassador, everybody was super excited. So we hope to see you hopefully at a big event for Beamer and to celebrate our love and appreciation for you.
Well, thank
that's
you.
Absolutely
thank
true.
I feel pretty privileged and blessed that I'm on board.
Yeah. We lobbied for that for a long time, so I'm glad we got the attention to say this woman is an amazing inspiration. So we are thrilled.
Well, thank you for that. Truly, thank you. And I'll say on behalf of my horses, too, thank you. Thank you for getting people to finally give me a call.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Amber Lee, for coming on. We'd love to have you anytime. You can fit it in your schedule. We'd love to have you on. You have an open invitation to jump on anytime you are able. We'd love to have you on, but you just definitely are a true inspiration to all of us. Just with your grit, and I love that. And so, you know, especially for those of us that have, you know, family members, you know, that have had maybe not a similar experience, but are in a similar situation than you, that you can be that story of see what you can still do. So I appreciate that. I just appreciate that about you, and I love that you're a part of Beamer. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And all thanks right. to Tracy Hammond.
Yes.
Of course. And Merry Christmas to all of you. What a great week. Yes.
And what a perfect time, you know, with these holidays. Yes, we're grateful to have you, and we can all be grateful that we have her part of Beamer, because she is going to be, a really great great addition to our family. So thank you so much for coming on. Anybody have anything else for Amber Lee before we have to end this show, unfortunately? Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We like I said, we appreciate having you so much. And anytime you want to come on, you are welcome. We would love to have you anytime. So please keep that in your mind. If you ever have a few minutes on a Thursday morning, we would love to hear from you. So thank you so much for coming on. Any final words, Tiff or Cindy, before we go for the week?
I just want to remind people that if you haven't thought of it already, that your horse is saying, you know, I've been really good this year. I really deserve some help. And, you know, you got a few days or, you know, before Christmas, and your horse is really anxious to say, are you paying attention to that? So think about other people that you know who would take care of their horse before themselves, which is a lot of horse people. And just remember, Beamer can do things for them that nobody else, no other product can. So pay attention to the horse's Santa list.
Absolutely. Add a little big red bow on there. And Tiff.
Yeah,
thanks. Oh, what a blessing to have Amber Lee Snyder on today. I am so thankful that she was able to get on and share. It's just, like she said, an amazing product, and that's the biggest question I get is, what is it compared to this, and what is it compared to that? And I just don't go there. I just say, it is so easy to use. You just got to try it. And when people are open to trying it, they are so very, very thankful for all the benefits they see in their horse and how it adds to their programs. Competitive breeding, whatever they're doing, it's just really a great product. And yes, put a big old red bow on it, and your horse would be so very thankful for it. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. I know my horses sure are.
Thank you so much for being on, Tiff and Cindy, and Amber Lee especially. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on. We appreciate having you. All right, everyone. We will meet you all back here next Thursday. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday with your families, and we'll meet you back here to talk about Beamer next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you again.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.